Well, good afternoon. Here it is, 1:15 on Thursday. Man, oh man, the week has flown by. Tomorrow, on Friday, we'll be doing Thankful Friday, and so looking forward to being together at that time. Today, on Thursday, this is pre-recorded. I'm with my wife and Charles and Crystal and little Charlotte. We've gone down to Springfield to look over a camp down there. And so if you would pray for us while we're on the road, that'd be a great blessing. We're looking forward to being back. Remember, tomorrow night, church, is the M&M night. We're having Mexican food and a movie. We're going to watch War Room. That's a great show. And so we'll have a good time there. Hopefully you can come out. I think it all starts at 6 o'clock. Bring your favorite Mexican dish. We'll do potluck. And we'll just have a great time together. Well, it's good to be together today. I want to thank you for checking in. I'm in a different area in my library. You can see over my shoulder there. Beware, our dog is a KU fan. I actually had a picture on Facebook, I think a year or two ago, of my wife's dog, Ruby. She's a mini dachshund. And we've got her a KU sweater. And so Ruby gets real cold during the winter, and so we put her in a KU sweater. So just silliness, right? Here again in the library, and we're going to finish up submission today. We've been talking about that all week. Hopefully, maybe the Lord's been dealing with your heart, or maybe He'd already dealt with your heart about that area of submission. This is something you got the victory over, and you're going to go forward and just continue to serve God in bigger and better ways. But maybe this is some thinking that, you know, has caused you to make some decisions this week, that you're going to surrender yourself and submit yourself unto the will of God. You know, that's kind of my prayer, that there'd be one or two or maybe more that realize the importance of just submitting, and submitting every day and submitting all day, to allow God to live in and through us, and then to follow what we find in His Word. So, submission, subtitled, Why You Can't Resist the Devil. In Ephesians 4:7, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know, we think about the fact that God is a God of order. When God talks about things in scriptures, there is a consistency to the order. He always, he's always the same. He never changes. God doesn't say, okay, well, this group of people over here, you can go to heaven this way. And then this group of people over here, you're going to go to heaven this way. No, the truth of the matter is that we're all going to go to heaven the same way, right? We're all going to go to heaven because of the grace of God in our lives. We're going to go to heaven because we've accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we're all going to be found living for the Lord by doing the same thing, by being submissive. A man that or a woman who says that they're living for God, but they've not submitted themselves to God, they're living their own way, they're walking their own path, they're doing their own thing. Sorry, you're not living for God. You have maybe buffaloed yourself into thinking you are, but the Bible's quite clear. The only way to live for the Lord is to submit to Him. And a lot of people have problems when it comes to submission in the area that they don't want to submit. Maybe they've got a favorite sin. They know they need to get rid of it. They know that it ought to go, that it's hindering them, it's hampering them, but they enjoy it. And so they would rather continue in their sin. You're never going to grow to be close to the Lord. It's also like we find commands in the scripture and we refuse to do them, like to be baptized. And we say, well, you know, I don't want to be baptized. I'm scared of water and this, that, and the other thing. But truth of the matter is that, you know, baptism is like the first step after salvation. It's like that first step to kind of prove that we love God. And it's a testimony. Baptism's a testimony to the world around you that, hey, look at what Jesus did for me. Jesus saved me. And it's a picture of the death and the burial and the resurrection of Christ. And so it is in our lives that we've died to the old self and we've been raised to walk in newness of life, that we might live for him and to serve him. But all that requires submission. You're not going to get anyone baptized by holding a gun to their head. And it doesn't work if you think that you can squirt them with a fire hose, because baptism is immersion, which means they're dunked down under the water. So, you know, squirt gun religion, a little sprinkle on your face, none of that qualifies. You're just getting a little wet. And I can get wetter than that walking in a rainstorm, right? Baptism is the first step of obedience. It's one of those things that we do. And then there's other things that ought to be a part of our life as we grow in grace and knowledge. You know, giving God 10% of everything that I make was not an easy thing. I thought, man, this is my money. I want to spend my money the way I want to spend it. I want to keep my money. I want to use my money. This is my money. See what the big problem is there? My. It was about me. It was my money. I earned my money. The truth of the matter is, the submitted Christian says, you know, it's God's money. It's God's money. God gave me the ability to earn it. He gave me the mind to think with. He gave me the body to work with. He gave me oxygen to breathe. He loves me. He's working in my life. And so we've got to realize that we need to be submissive. And so whenever we come to an issue, a decision in the Bible, we need to ask ourselves that the Bible's asking us to make a decision. We need to ask ourselves, am I going to be submissive to God? Or am I going to stand in the way of me doing the will of God because I think that I know better than God? Now, since this is kind of instructional, you can't really answer, no one around you would hear anyhow, I'd ask you this question. Who makes the decisions in your life? For you. Who makes your decisions? Well, I do. I make my decisions. I decide if I'm going to go to church. I decide if I'm going to read my Bible. I decide if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to do I. Well, you know what, Christian friend? You shouldn't be that way. We should be submissive to God, right? We should be saying, God, what would you have me to do? Well, you know, we ask the question of God. God, what would you have me do about going to church? Well, Hebrews 10:25 just kind of whoop, and he kind of shouts it out. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And tithing, you know, we're to give 10% of all that we earn to the Lord. We're to put him first. We show our love for him through our tithes and our offerings. And, man, helping missionaries go around the world is part of the offering side of things. Man, we ought to help our missionaries go and carry the good news of Jesus Christ. Because, listen, you know, one day we're going to stand in the presence of God. We're going to give an account of all this. We're going to give an account of our submissive spirit, our submissive will. We're going to give an account of what he gave us. The Bible says, matter of fact, to whom much is given, much is required. Now, you know, I've traveled the world a little bit. I've been to Papua New Guinea, I don't know how many times, and Philippines, I don't know how many times, being with those dear Christians. You know, you go to Papua New Guinea, it's a third world country, right? And so those people, they eke out a living. It's nothing like we live here in America, nothing like it at all. And yet they are faithful to give of the increase. Now, it may be a chicken, it may be vegetables out of their garden, it may be, you know, something that that they have produced because they didn't have money at the time, so they brought that in its stead. But the main thing is that they're given 10% of all that they have. The main thing is that they're being submissive to God. To whom much is given, much is required. Man, you know, live here in the land of liberty in America, enjoy the freedoms that I've had so far. Why wouldn't I give of what God has blessed me with, that others might hear the good news of Christ? So we're talking about being submissive. And the Bible says that I need to submit to God and resist the devil. That means that, you know, I shouldn't try to hold hands with God and the devil. I shouldn't try to say, well, you know, I don't want to offend either one, so I'm going to walk in the middle. That's craziness, right? We should say, I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to submit to God. And if I submit to God, guess what? That puts me closer to God and further away from the devil. Now, the devil will come and try to tempt us away. The devil will come and try to draw us away. But that's when we say, no, devil. When I say no to the devil, what am I doing? I'm resisting him. When he would come and say, you know, rather than give your tithe to that church as you're supposed to do, why don't you give it to your uncle so-and-so who needs some money? You know what? I would say, give your tithe to the Lord, to that local church that you're a member of, so she'll have the blessings of God. And then if you want to give Uncle So-and-so money, then go ahead and give Uncle So-and-so some money. But why would you take away from God that is his to give it to someone else and then expect God to bless you financially? It just won't work. You've got to give God what is rightfully his. You've got to submit to the Lord. Don't allow the devil to come along and tempt you to be led contrary to what the Word of God teaches or those things that ought to that are necessary in our walk with God that we might be found pleasing to him. And so we're talking about submission, talking about the tempter, right? Yesterday we talked about Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 3. When the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Matthew 4:3, and the tempter was there even in the life of Jesus. So listen, he's going to be in your life too, all right? And so we've got to learn to resist him. And we need to learn to push away from him. We ended yesterday with this portion of scripture where it says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. And, you know, we're not to be drunk out of control. I don't think a Christian ought to drink. I think that the scripture is quite clear, talking about intoxicating drink and so forth. But what God does desire from us is that we be filled with the Spirit. And not some wild charismatic thing, you know, where we're going to laugh and carry on and be all crazy. No, he's talking about being filled with the Spirit. When I'm filled with the Spirit, guess what? I don't have any room for the devil. I don't have any room for him. When I'm filled with the Spirit and the tempter comes around to tempt me, it's a whole lot easier for me to resist him because I'm filled with the Spirit. Because the Spirit identifies and says, that's not right. That's not good for you. That's not wholesome for you. That'll destroy you. That'll pull you down. That's not of God. That's of the great tempter, which is the devil. And so we shouldn't allow evil to be a part of our life. God's commanded me to be filled with the Spirit. When I am, the Spirit will bear fruit in my life. Galatians 5:22 through 23. One of the things he produces is temperance or self-control. You will not have lasting victory and you will not live a godly life without the power and the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. You will not have the power and the influence of the Holy Spirit of God unless you practice submission. Okay, it all kind of goes hand in hand. The Holy Spirit does not grab the reins from your hands. We must willingly yield the reins of our life to him. It makes sense to do that. If I'm trying to get somewhere and I don't know how to get there, and I have someone in the vehicle that does know how to get there, instead of just getting instructions from them, it might be a wise thing if I just give them the wheel and let them drive. I do that. And then I can say they're taking me their way. They're taking me the right way. Listen, if you're relying upon maps on your phone, you may find yourself sitting out in the middle of the country. But if someone knows the way, especially if you're going, you know, like to Cindy's folks, man, you go down all these gravel roads and all that kind of stuff. Someone knows how to get there, I'd much rather have that someone driving, you know, knowing how to get, especially if it's at night, you know, in an area I don't know. I just soon toss them the keys and let them drive. And it's that way in my Christian life. Why wouldn't I let God drive my life? Why wouldn't I let him be in charge? Why wouldn't I let the Holy Spirit that's filled me to use me and to guide me and to direct me that I might serve him the way that I ought, to learn to be submissive. Just doing some good things won't get us the victory over the devil. We get the idea, if I go to church, I can have the victory. Well, that's part of it, but that's not all of it. There are a lot of people who go to church and don't have the victory over the devil. Why? Simply because they do not submit to God. God is a God of order. He says submission comes first. When I submit, then the Holy Spirit's power is released. I'm under his influence because I submitted myself to his authority. If I won't honor his authority, I won't experience his power. That's one of the great problems people have. They want the power of the Holy Spirit, but they don't want to submit to it. They want victory over the devil, but they don't want to submit to God to get it. They say, I don't want the devil to run my life, but I don't want God to run my life either. I want to run my own life. If you do, ultimately, the devil's going to have charge. And so I challenge you. Submit yourself to God. Say, God, here I am. Here's my will. I submit it to you. I want to walk with you. I want to know you. I want to be the child of God that I should be. I want to be found pleasing in your sight. If you're trying to control your life, if you're trying to hold on, guide your life in all the directions, the things you want to do, you're going to find your life is going to be one unhappy event. It's going to be an unhappy thing because you're seeking to please yourself. You're seeking to do it outside of the will of God. And it'll be a very unhappy thing that you will experience in your life when you seek to just live for you. Well, hey, tomorrow's Thankful Friday. Look forward to being on here at 1:15. Lord bless you today. Good to see you. Have a great day. Love you very much. Goodbye.